Archer, this is Tom, Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to say hello, and I listen to your latest shows, and I just want you to know I can't agree with you more about the traffic and everything. It says, welcome to my world. Every day I travel all over Indiana, Michigan, and Northern Illinois, and including Detroit, Indianapolis, and lovable road construction-filled Chicago. So, and just to let you know, you would have just went ballistic. One time I was in Chicago, and it was really, really, really late, and it was like midnight when I got there. And the thing that was amazing is that I had bumper-to-bumper traffic at midnight, and it took me an hour to go 10 miles. So it was just brutal. So, but I just want to tell you, I enjoyed the show. I especially love the part when you're talking about the party that you went to, and they had that young couple. And I just love the way you do it all the time. You have these little scenes, and all of a sudden you said, and they were so stupid. It was really funny. But hope you're having a great week, and I'm going to be posting some new shows with this guy named Mark, so I really hope you listen and enjoy it, because it's an amazing story. So I wish you all the best, and hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Archer, it's Beth. I wanted to call and say hello. I have been without my computer for like 2.5 weeks, so I'm just catching up on all your posts on your podcast, and I've gotten as far as you in your dad's video, and I just wanted to call and say I thought it was so cute. It's great that you're still so close with your dad, because I'm still very close to mine. But I hope all is well with you and the boyfriend, and I plan on listening to some more podcasts tonight. And my commute is now 1.5 hours in the morning and at night. I think I might download some onto my iPod so I can listen to them as well, because I need to catch up with you and John Ong and Chef Mark, and then I'll be all set. So I hope all is well. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is, I don't know which day I'm going to be posting this show. It is either Wednesday, August 20, or no, August 30th, or it's Thursday, August 31st. I'm not sure which day I'm going to post the show, so whichever day you're listening, you'll know. Anyway, you just heard the phone messages from Ramble Redhead. Thank you, Tom, for all those nice words you had to say. And we heard from Beth. And Beth, I'm so sorry to hear that your computer is, or you've been without your computer for 2 weeks. I did read about it on your blog. And I read also on your blog that you got a job. Congratulations on your job. And I wanted to tell you that the day that you posted that, I was trying to leave a comment, but you don't take anonymous comments on your blog, so I couldn't leave a comment. And I didn't have the microphone all set up to leave you a chingo, so I didn't. But because I don't have a blogger account, so I didn't leave you a comment. But I did want to congratulate you on your new job. So thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Beth, and glad you're back to listening. And with 1.5 hour commute, good God, you'll be listening to a lot of podcasts. So anyway, thank you, Beth, and thank you, Ramble Redhead, for your messages. I appreciate them. And, of course, I encourage everyone else to call the listener line as well. On today's show, we're going to talk to Homer. And actually, I am dialing the phone as we speak. So let's talk to Homer.
Hello, this is Homer.
Hi, Homer. This is Archer. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's up, Mr. Archer?
Not much. I was wondering if you had a couple minutes to record a show.
Certainly, sir.
Good, because I have not caught up with you in a while, and I understand from your blog that you have been having some difficulties lately.
Oh, my God. let's see. Where do I start? Yesterday's fiasco of my credit card company has been sending me my credit card statement at shorter and shorter intervals before it's due.
Uh-huh.
So I got the last one maybe a week ago, and then I look at it today, and it was like, oh, yesterday, it was due yesterday. And I'm like, holy crap. And so, the last 2 months this has happened as well, and they always tack on a $39 late fee if it shows up late.
Oh, God.
And it always manages to be exactly a day late. And I had a mortgage company that did something similar for a while. You know, it was an extra $39. So I decided I was going to pay it online. But there, it was confusing directions and everything. And the first time, I didn't think it worked. And when I went back and redid it, then it told me, oh, you've made 2 payments.
Oh,
like,
God.
What? This morning when I got up, sure enough, I had made 2 payments. And as a result, I was going to bounce a bunch of checks.
Oh, shit.
I had to run around and take care of that.
Do you need some money? We can start a fund for you.
The Save the Homer Fund?
Yeah.
You know, I ought to be able to live on my income, you know, but it's basically paycheck to paycheck, and it's the way it's been for years. This is why I need a sugar daddy.
Yes, you do need a sugar daddy. I noticed that you posted... I noticed that you posted that on your blog. Have you gotten any responses for people offering to be your sugar daddy?
So far, no.
Oh.
Who wants to get married to someone who's got three cats and a dog, and one of my cats has emotional problems and occasionally pees on furniture? I mean, when you have problems, when you have problem foster children like I do, no one wants to marry you.
Oh, well, that's so sad.
So then I have a little cold going as well. So that makes me, I had to leave work early today because I just feel yucky.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
On other news, the good news, I went camping last weekend with my friend Forrest.
Yes, I saw that on the blog. He's such a cutie.
Oh, he's totally cute. And he's so sweet and charming. And I really enjoy his company. So, he's a nice guy.
Well, now, is he rich? Could he be a sugar daddy, but a sugar son or something? Because I know he's younger, right?
He's my friend Forrest is 27. He just moved here from North Carolina. He's going to graduate school in library science. And his dream is to work in some setting where he helps to preserve traditional American folk music.
Oh.
But his undergraduate major was in music, and... when we were up at camping, he had borrowed his guitar and we sang songs, or he sang and I pretended to sing because I'm pretty bad, but we had a good time.
Well, that's good. Did you share a tent?
We did share a tent. And, oh God, Archer, nothing happened.
Aww.
There was no Brokeback Homer moment.
Did you even cuddle, though?
I did because it was cold in the middle of the night.
Oh.
But that was it. And I'm probably forced to be embarrassed if I was talking about this. So.
Well, does he listen to the podcast?
No, but, you know, I don't want to do anything that would make him mad because he's my friend.
That's true. That's a good point. And you like him a lot, so.
Yes, I do. He became friends first with Brady, and now... he and Brady and I are buddies.
Oh, that's good. See, you can never have too many friends.
That's true. On the other hand, having too many enemies is a pretty bad thing.
That's true, too. Do you have a lot of enemies?
I really have a couple of people that I very, very strongly dislike for various, mostly professional reasons.
Oh.
I wish I could tell you this story about what's going on with work, but I can't because of all the lawsuits that are flying back and forth. But
yeah, I think you should probably keep that to yourself. Don't get in any trouble for telling us.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Archer Radio to be subpoenaed.
That would be terrible.
As well as exciting.
Yeah, that too.
Got me an aluminum tube of death and fly out to visit me to testify.
I am going to stay away from that aluminum tube of death because, as you know, plane crashes come in threes, and they had one on Sunday, and I do not want to be in the next, you know, one or next second or third one.
Well, I'm not particularly suspicious or superstitious about airplane incidents.
So you don't think they come in threes?
No. I mean, you couldn't make it up to be threes. You know, but I don't think so.
Well, that's true.
This particular plane crash looks totally like a pilot error, you know.
Yeah.
You know, planes crash because of crew, pilot, or co-pilot error, because of mechanical failure, or because of, you know, terrorism type things.
Right.
And, mostly it's the, it's the United States, mostly errors on the part of the crew. Cause that to happen.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, so now what else is up? Is there anything else up going on in your life besides your credit card issues and your poor cold that you have. Is there anything else going on in your life that you'd like to share with us?
Well, let's think. Well, I'm trying to think. My life has kind of been a little bit of a slow side right now. Your readers would probably think, oh my God, he's so dull. But let's see, I made Brady a birthday cake a while ago. It was a yellow butter cake with raspberry filling and raspberry cream cheese frosting, and it was good.
It sounds like it would be good.
You would have liked it with just the frosting filling and no raspberries.
Probably true, yeah.
Because the raspberries have little seeds in them, and I know how you are about seeds.
Yeah, I do not like seeds.
So, yes, seeds are evil.
So how did you mark the one-year anniversary of Katrina's, the Hurricane Katrina today?
Well, last night when I was, when I get sick, you know what I end up doing? I end up cleaning house, because I'm already miserable as it is, you know? So I might as well, just compound the misery by cleaning house. So I did that, and the television was on, and they had some ridiculous show, I think it was on NBC, maybe.
Oh, I saw that, the Brian Williams thing, yeah.
It was just awful. I mean, he was, getting all deeply emotional and talking about how it's going to change the course of the nation forever. And I'm like, unless you live in the affected areas, it ain't done nothing. I mean, everyone was shocked when it happened. But, you know, everyone else sort of went on with their lives. And it was easy for everyone to, a month later, to sort of turn away and ignore that all that crap was going on.
True, but during that show, he did make a good point that why was the media able to get things in there when the government couldn't? You know, he made
that's
that
because the media had a sort of a stake. You know what I mean? Like they were interested in that topic, whereas the federal government was just totally uninterested, and people were keeping Bush from knowing what was going on, basically. No one wants to tell Bush bad news.
That's
There's
true.
Stories in books that when aides have tried to tell him something bad, he gets angry and curses them out. And it wasn't until some junior aide put together a DVD of television shows and handed it to him and said, you have to watch this now, that Bush realized what the fuck up was happening.
Well, did you see that he pretty much took the blame for the slow government response today when he visited New Orleans?
Oh, that's so nice that he takes the blame, but it's a little bit late, don't you think?
Oh, extremely late. Though he keeps talking about this $110 billion that's set aside for rebuilding New Orleans, only $44 billion has actually been distributed because there's so much government bureaucracy that people cannot actually get the money.
And you really wouldn't want to give a bunch of those poor black people that money because they might move back to Louisiana, and Louisiana switched from being a Republican or minority state to a Republican majority state with all those poor people basically exiled from New Orleans.
Yeah, and they said on the news that it's actually the first couple months back after Katrina that New Orleans was a very rich white city, but slowly the black people have been moving back, and the white people don't like the demographic change that's taking place.
I just feel so sorry for them not,
I know what you mean.
There's an interesting thing in Arizona where they did a little census, and it turns out that in Tucson and Phoenix, people of white ancestry, so-called white ancestry, are now the majority or minority. With when you combine Native American, Mexican American, and African American, they are now the majority of the state. And it's the country better get used to it because that's what's happening.
I was just going to say that Arizona is not unique. I think that is happening in many states across the country, and people are going to have to get used to that.
Yeah, and it's difficult for people like Pat Buchanan who, want it to be all white all the time.
No kidding.
I actually kind of noticed that a few years ago here in Arizona because the billboards, they put up sort of racially ambiguous people on the billboards, and for these new housing developments. You look at them, they could be black, they could be Italian, they could be Hispanic. You just can't tell.
Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
I think so, too. Although, the likelihood that any of those groups, maybe Italian, but these housing developments are geared towards white people from the Midwest, so...
Yeah, but if they are advertising to a non-specific race, don't you think that that at least shows that they are open to having other races buy there, even you know, if they could possibly afford to live there?
I think it's a feel-good advertising ploy. I'm highly skeptical that the people... Well, I don't think any African-American couples move to Arizona to retire. It doesn't happen.
That's too bad.
Family here, and so on.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about something totally different.
All right.
I'm making a quiche tonight. Do you like quiche?
I do like quiche, but I only like it if it has like ham and cheese in it. If it has onions or spinach or anything like that, I don't like it.
Yeah, mine's going to have some diced up little tiny tomatoes and probably some. Red peppers and yellow peppers.
Oh, I'm sure you will enjoy that.
Yes, I think Brady's staying over here for dinner tonight. So.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, he's been kind of half staying with me while Patrick's house is being remodeled. And so the freaking thing left you to more trouble with Patrick is Patrick Curtis back.
Oh. All these.
You got any plans for the upcoming. Is it Labor Day is coming up?
It is. It's Labor Day weekend coming up this weekend. And actually, the boyfriend and I are going to, now that we've been to so many wineries and been so busy during the summertime, we're going to have some quiet weekends at home, we decided. So
good.
I'm not sure exactly what we're going to be doing this weekend because we really haven't made solid plans. But I know we're going to try to go out to dinner to one of our favorite restaurants. But besides that, we're just going to relax and have sex.
Oh, can I make a recommendation?
Yes.
You need to track down the movie Girls Will Be Girls.
And who's in that?
There's nobody that you'll recognize in it.
Okay.
But Archer, you will enjoy that movie immensely.
Well, give us a little synopsis, though.
It's a movie set in Hollywood where a couple of has-beens actresses... are living in a house and they get a new roommate who is an actress wannabe. And it's the story of how they interact and how they achieve their dreams.
And it's called Girls Just Want to Be Girls?
No, Girls Will Be Girls.
Oh, Girls Will Be Girls. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to find that.
It might be difficult to find because it's not like a typical movie that Blockbuster would carry or whatever, but do you have any like more comprehensive video stores where you live?
Yes, actually down the corner from where I live, there's a it's a Hollywood video, but they stock lots of very odd and very unique movies, so they would probably have it there.
Well, I hope they do because I know that you will like it. I'm not so sure about the boyfriend, but I think he'd be amused.
You know, the boyfriend is not big on watching movies or television, but and he enjoys movies from like the black and white era, the 40s and 50s. He watches a lot of those on TMC.
Oh my God, he should be boyfriends with my one of my coworkers who does that a lot too. She doesn't like modern stuff.
Well, I don't mind him either. I would sit there and watch with him, but he just doesn't care for TV. Like on Sunday morning, he just hates it if I turn the TV on.
I'm sorry for you, Archer.
Oh, it's no big deal. I watch a lot of TV on my own.
I'm going to be watching this fall. I'll be watching The Amazing Race on Sunday.
Yes.
And Lost. And I'm going to also watch a little bit of this new show called Jericho, which seems somewhat interesting premise.
I keep seeing that, too. I'm interested in that one as well.
And what do you think about this Survivor show with the divided by race thing?
Well, you know, I think they're going to start out with the four different races, but probably after 2 or 3 weeks, they'll combine the races again. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, to tell you the truth. What do you think about it?
I think they were desperate to improve their ratings. Yeah, it's a difficult... it doesn't typically bother me because, like you say, they're going to combine the people. It will be interesting once they combine them, because then the Caucasians will be in the minority to see what happens. Maybe the other groups will gang up on them and throw them out. There's a couple of cute guys in that series. I looked at the pictures online.
Oh, see, I haven't looked at the pictures yet, so I don't know who's in it. But it's definitely going to be interesting. I think it'll get the ratings at the first couple of weeks to see how the different tribes interact.
One of the Asian American guys is gay.
Oh, cool. I love it when we have gays on the shows. Are there any gays? Are there any gays on The Amazing Race?
Yes, I think there's a gay couple. But that's what they could do. Like, the next season, they can have, like, the straights, gays, lesbians, and then, like, a transgender tribe.
Or bis.
Oh, it's so hard to tell what's truly bi, don't you think?
I've known one or two in my life.
Oh, but it would be trannies. That would be great. And then they could have these competitions. And it'll be like, okay, you have to dress your teammates up in drag, and then we'll bring RuPaul down and see who is the worst, you know.
The worst dressed drag?
Yeah. Oh, and then they could have, like, one of their competitions for immunity would be, like, double penetration scenes.
You are totally into that double penetration, aren't you?
Who isn't? Archer. I mean, come on. It is the 2000s.
Yes, but I think you more so want to do it than to watch it. See, I'd rather watch it.
Not at this particular moment. Not when I have a cold. I also actually have a cold sore on my lip, too. So, like, double whammy.
Oh, my goodness. No dating for you, then.
No way, Jose or Jose B.
Jose or Jose B.
Joke. What is the Mexican firefighter name of twins?
Hose A and Hose B.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know it's terrible, but I tell that to my Mexican friends here in town. They always laugh.
I think that you're a racist.
No, here's the thing. I truly am not. As far as I can tell, I am not racist. I don't hold the stereotypes about any particular group of people. I don't catch myself, like, I'm in Washington, D.C. walking around. I don't catch myself being afraid of groups that I'm not used to. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I judge people basically on their personal actions of themselves only.
Very true.
There are good people and there are bad people in this world. It doesn't matter what skin color or other characteristics you have.
So true.
Well, and now I think all men of all races are hot.
I was going to say that I think that I believe you've even had sexual relations with all of the different races, haven't you?
As an anthropologist, one must do these sort of things. Explore various dimensions of human experiences.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's go back to... Go ahead.
I got to tell you a little bit. Dogs and raccoons and some other animals like that, they have penis bones called the baculum.
That's right, I did know that.
Could you imagine if humans had a baculum? All the studies that physical anthropologists would do, the evolution of the baculum, which basically would be your penis, your tongue.
Right.
The thing they don't know. That would be like, it would be interesting to see what sort of government grants there would be.
To study, like,
and the creationists would be like all up in a fear about it.
Of course,
the penis didn't evolve.
And then, of course, all the gay men would be like, "Well, mine is actually 4 inches long," or because I don't think it's the actual length of the penis, is it?
No, I'm not sure how exactly it's a sort of a floater bone, like your hyoid. That is attached by muscles to your pelvis, I think.
Right.
And for dogs, it basically allows the dog to have an erection.
Right, right.
Whereas humans and alligators and whales and other things have different kind of organisms or mechanisms for that.
Exactly. Oh, my. That would certainly open up a whole new window of online dating.
Could you send me your baculum x-ray before we meet?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so now what are you going to do this Labor Day weekend?
I don't know. Because of my financial mistake with the credit card payment, I have about $20 in the bank in the next 10 or 11 days.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Actually, that's not quite true. I have some more money coming in, but if it comes in before the weekend, I might see if Forrest is going to be here this weekend. I might take him to go see the movie Bonnie and Clyde, which is playing at our newly restored theater.
Oh, cool.
And I think he'd probably like that.
Yeah.
If not, I don't know what I'm doing. I got to do some yard work.
That's always fun.
I did all my cleaning and laundry already for the week, so. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe make a cake.
Cool.
I like cake.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to end the show, but I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to talk to you after I click the stop recording button, okay?
Okay, well, I hope your listeners are enjoying listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queercast on the internet.
Of course they are. All right, so stay on the line. I'm going to end the show.
Okay.
All right, boys and girls, that's the show for today. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Homer.
Bye.
Archer.